Hello.
Scary. Hello. How are you?
I'm good. I've been told that they're a little bit special, these cakes.
Would you like a taste?
Yes, please.
Okay, so this is our take on a passion fruit cheesecake. So these are gluten-free, wheat-free, dairy-free, egg-free, no refined sugars, no artificial colours, flavours or preservatives, no GMOs or soy. And
so, hang on.
And what's left?
I have to ask, how do you make them stick together and what's in it?
That's right. Well, all the ingredients are just there. That's the one you just ate. So it's a passion fruit cheesecake. What did you think of it, by the way?
That's fantastic. Talk me through it. What's in it?
Okay, well, loads of fresh passion fruit, of course. And then cashews, maple syrup, all organic. So we do a lot of organic product. So we try to make sure all of our cakes are 100% organic, but it's only the fruit that sometimes lets us down. So, you know, we can't always get that consistently. Mm-hmm. So we have dates, passion fruit, cacao butter, which is part of how you make chocolate, if you didn't know that. And desiccated coconut, lemon juice, cacao powder, lemon peel, non-GMO sunflower lecithin, and salt, which is an enhancer, believe it or not, of flavour, which everybody forgets.
Right.
Just a tiny little bit, but it helps bring out all the flavours. And we use lecithin in some of our cakes because it helps bind all the ingredients together. It's an emulsifier.
Sure,
And it has a nutritional value as well.
It must be a much longer, harder process in a lot of ways, though, than the
regular
quick
cake.
Kinda.
Absolutely. When you make a regular cake, you can take a cup of flour, you know, half a cup of cocoa powder, egg, water, milk, whatever, and throw it together, not taste it, and know that you've got a chocolate cake and be able to serve it to somebody. Whereas when you're dealing with natural raw ingredients straight out of the ground, off the tree, you know, basically coming straight from the farmer to you, you're getting all sorts of natural flavours, inconsistencies, all the things that we have taken out of food. So it's all very natural.
Right, so I've got the idea, but does this combination actually work flavour-wise on this occasion?
Yes, and it does. So then the process is quite scientific because, of course, you have no cooking process to be able to blend the ingredients together. So you need to know the basics to raw creation. And it's a little bit like Heston, you know, with all his science, with all his wonderful things he creates. And if you've got that happening, then you can pretty much make anything. And it's fabulous and all, you know, raw, organic and healthy. And we don't use anything that's not nutritionally valuable in the actual cake.
I think you've just answered this question, but so then what is the draw to it being raw?
Raw means that you're getting every nutrient that you could possibly need. A lot of things during the process of cooking, etc., die, so you don't necessarily get all your nutrients. So raw is always better. So having a bowl of salad rather than a bowl of vegetables is better. Both are good, but there's always a better way to do things, and raw is best. So therefore, your body has to work harder to actually digest and use the product as well. So you're causing your whole metabolism to work harder. So it's just better, full stop.
What drew you to this?
Basically, without getting dramatic, I've got an eating disorder that I've had for 40 years. So with that in mind, I was always looking for things that didn't make me crave food, because one of the terrible things about having an eating disorder is being paranoid about food all the time. Mm-hmm. And of course, if you've got a sweet tooth, that's one of the worst. So being in control of something like a raw cake, so you've got a beautifully, heavily, nutritionally dense cake, does not cause those ups and downs in your system. So you tend to relax more about having a cake and feeling comfortable about going and having a coffee and a cake with somebody. So it really intrigued me. And now, having done it for 2 years, this month's our 2 year anniversary, and we are making them for people who have allergies. It's incredible. We've had that much processed food that people are just, you know, I'm blown away. I did not expect to know that many people with so many, like a list, arm's length of allergies. And most of them are not nut, which is what we base a lot of our cakes on.
You must have seen a real change then, like there must be a constant increase, constant draw in the need for this kind of stuff over the last sort of
definitely.
10 years, eh?
Yes, definitely. And sort of crept up, you know, over time, and people are realising that they've got these things. So not recognising that they had allergies and then wondering why they're feeling sick after eating something. And it has. It's just continued. And I just think it's been a process of our bodies slowly rejecting all these additives that are in them, you know. And I mean, anything that's added into... And probably, I'm not a greenie, so I'm not a person that really gets on my high horse about all this, but I'm starting to get more and more so as time goes by, because one of the things that really bugs me about food is they're allowed to put almost anything in food without letting you know. So talking about all the hidden pesticides and things that have taken to grow some of the components of what you eat in a processed article. Whereas when we make something, we have to, and if you go to say that it's organic, meaning that it's got nothing in it, no pesticides, nothing like that, we have to state that and pay to have that said. And yet we allow everybody to eat everything with pesticides happily and freely. It's terrible.
So what do you think has happened to you? I mean, perhaps this is a combination of two things, but is it that we, through education, have become more aware, or is it that what we've been eating over the last 20 years, we've become more and more susceptible to these things, and so that's causing more and more allergies?
I think it's a combination of both. I think forced into education. Obviously, there's always been a group of people out there that were smart enough to educate themselves further past what we were being brainwashed into buying in the supermarkets, on television, etc. But yes, I think a lot of just your normal Joe Blow has suddenly gone, oh, you know, I've got this problem, and had to educate themselves. So I think, yes, it's definitely a combination of both.
How do you react then to the suggestion that there's a whole lot of people out there who are choosing to eat wheat-free or dairy-free, even though they're not necessarily allergic to it? It seems like it's become a gimmick in some ways.
I do agree that some of the things like gluten-free become a bit gimmicky for some people. I think initially they perhaps don't understand enough about it. I found that for me, I am not gluten intolerant per se. I can't ever have that diagnosed properly, but I do find if I have less things with gluten in them that I don't have the ups and downs with my particular problem. So perhaps some people have found that but not necessarily been diagnosed. And I think purely because wheat, for one, nothing wrong with the original wheat, and there's nothing wrong with wheat at all, but it's used in so many things to thicken. So perhaps we're just having too much unknown in our diet. We don't realise it's there. So if we had made things from scratch, then you would have made your sauce, you perhaps might not have put wheat in it to thicken it. And then you would have made your cakes, you knew there was wheat in it, so you wouldn't have overloaded your diet with wheat. But because we're not in control of what goes into our products that we buy, everything has wheat, sugar, you know, all these things that we now see as bad, because there's just been an overload. So I think some people are choosing, but others do need to, yeah.
Let's get back to the positive then. What's the reaction been? How's business been for you guys?
Well, absolutely mind-blowing, really, because we're only our second birthday March, and it's just taken off. So we've gone from a one-person show making about 500 cakes a week, which I knew I was not going to be able to keep up, to hiring three amazing ladies that we've worked with us for over a year now, and well and truly over a year, and we bang out about 2,000 cakes a week, and we're supplying from Port Macquarie through to Sydney to 22 different stockists, so there's definitely a demand. And we've got fabulous fully branded freezers in some of these health food stores, a bit like Coke. We go in with our own branded freezer full of 24 of our flavours, so you can readily get to our handmade, and this is the unique thing about Yvette's Raw Kitchen, is that are handmade and real products.
Wow. All right, well, thanks Yvette, good luck for the future.
Thank you very much.